Well, Lincoln Land has a really, some would think, a rather broad mission in that it's really centered on lifelong education. And for us, it's really education at all levels for all ages. We have a child development center. We have a college for kids in the summer. We have programs for our senior citizens and our Academy of Lifelong Learning. But then we have the basic college education, which may start for students who haven't finished their high school education and they're working on their GED, to students who perhaps are not quite prepared for college, to students who are honors students who are the top of their class and coming to get a really affordable quality education. So, and we also serve, we have two prongs. We have the academic mission for transfer and credit courses, and we have the workforce education where we get people into the workforce as quickly as possible.
Now, you're speaking of that workforce education. There's a lot of initiatives I know that are underway at Lincoln Land are being talked about, certainly, including health care and many others. Give us an overview, if you could, of what the college is looking at.
Well, we have a number of workforce programs, and again, just as our mission, they range from getting people into the employment workforce as soon as possible. We work with the newly unemployed, underemployed for quick workforce programs in construction. We have a rapid response team that goes to companies that are laying people off so that we can find ways to help them get back in the system. Most recently, we've been doing that with truck driver training and logistics program, and we have those classes filled from the coal miners who have been laid off. But then it expands even more into degree programs that might that include culinary. Our culinary program has been very exciting as we've had the new building that's gone in, and we've been able to grow that. We do have a culinary degree now in addition to our hospitality degree. And then we also have work, a lot of health care in our workforce. We've, over the last few years, doubled the number of nursing students that we have, and we've added a number of programs, pharmacy technology, dental assisting. We've started a new degree program in surgical technology. We now have two programs that used to be a part of St. John's, but now we're at Lincoln Land, and that's in respiratory care and neurodiagnostic technology. And coming soon is hemodialysis and medical assistance. So we know that the medical district is an important part of the economy in Springfield, and we want to play our part as well as we can in making sure they have providers to offer the care that's needed.
Has that grown because of the growth of the medical industry, or has Lincoln Land sort of taken a bit of a lead here?
Well, I would say it's a little bit of dual. It's certainly as they've grown and they've needed more employees, we've stepped up to the plate. But also, we've just recognized that we have an important role to play in that because we do have the opportunity to do short-term training for entry level, such as certified nursing assistants, phlebotomist, dental assisting, all the way to degree programs and producing, educating RNs that will help take care of patients.
Talk, if you could, about some of the people who attend Lincoln Land and have plans to go on and get a four-year degree someplace. In this day and age, we're hearing a lot about the costs of going to college, how expensive it is to go to many four-year schools. I know you serve a role there in providing a bit of a an economical way to get some of that some of those credit hours taken care of. Are we seeing more kids going this route, going to community college first and then moving on?
We definitely are. There was a time when we had a number of high school graduates had come, but we also had a large number of older students who were returning and upgrading their workforce skills. But we're seeing an increasing number of just out of high school students who are coming. They understand that they may have a lot of aspirations that may be very costly down the road. And with so many students graduating with so much college debt, this is an affordable way to get a good quality education and get their feet wet, as well as being a school that is a very supportive learning environment. And also, we do a lot with four-year schools. We understand that workforce is important, but for many professions, that requires a four-year degree. And so we continually work with partnerships such as UIS for 2+2 agreements. so that our students can move seamlessly into those baccalaureate programs. And some of the ones we have with UIS include business administration, chemistry, chemical engineering, computer programming. Then we also have partnerships with other schools. And an example is SIUC, which now has a baccalaureate degree for those who are in workforce education and development and may want to go on, start businesses, further education, who have perhaps applied science degrees, more of a workforce orientation. We continue to spend energy on our transfer programs, knowing that for some that's also the greatest need.
We're talking with Dr. Charlotte Warren, president of Lincoln Land Community College. Community colleges through the years have struggled a bit with retention, and I know that's something Lincoln Land has tried to work on as far as helping kids and adults who come back for their education there to finish what they start. That's not always easy with some of the people who are working full time or having families and doing other things. How do you go about that, and has it been successful?
Well, it is a challenge sometimes, because we do see a lot of people who have lives outside of college, and it's a challenge for them because sometimes life just gets in the way. And we try to spend a lot of time identifying what those issues are to see if there's any way that we can help them with it. But we also know that there's just some basic pieces that we have put in place that are important, and those are things like mandatory orientation to make sure that students get started on the right track from the day they start school. They know how to do the things that they need to do as students. That in the past, sometimes we've just assumed that they might have that answer. We also have looked closely at early alert systems and are putting that in place, where we're able to and purposely identify students early on who may be having some challenges in their coursework, and make sure that we can identify them early and get them the assistance they needed before they get lost. It's not always easy when you're in the middle of school and in new situations to understand that you might be struggling just a little bit. So we're trying to help give them a foot up with that. And we're also doing things to encourage them to move on, assisting them to complete their degrees. For example, we're looking at stackable credentials. There's a lot in the world of education about those, and that's where you put together programs so that as students are stepping up, that they have credentials that they can either take out in the workforce or help move them up on the degree path. And it just gives them a little leg up. It's also been noted that with these kinds of credentials that students, it's motivational for students and gives them a little more momentum to go on and complete the next one. And the more the credentials that they have, if they've received them, they're more likely to go on and complete their challenges. Then we're just trying to work very strongly with them with financial aid. And some of that's for students that are coming in. We know that finances in this economy are challenging. And so we've started a FAFSA Friday, where we're beginning on-campus seminars to help students fill out their FAFSA forms and trying to give them some financial literacy. Financial aid is challenging for staff who've been doing it for 20 years. It's daunting to a student who's just graduating from high school and just beginning that system.
Well, some people don't have any plans to go back to school and don't think about a community college for that reason, and yet find themselves on the spur of the moment needing some assistance. And that's the case with some people who were just laid off at the Crown 3 mine south of Springfield. You've reached out to them and doing some things to try to help some of those displaced workers.
Yes, we have a rapid response team that whenever there are workers that are in jeopardy of losing their jobs or know that they're going to lose their jobs, goes along to assist them with some basic skills, whether it's computer skills, because to apply for a job these days, you have to be able to turn on a computer and fill out an application, whether it's to help them have some career counseling to figure out what's next, to let them see what kinds of educational opportunities they are, and in some cases it's developing programs to put them in the position what they need to get a job. And so most recently what you're referring to has been our truck driver training program, and it has been offering special sections to to those coal miners, and those courses are full. Actually, we're looking at adding sections because they're signing on. And with our truck driver training, as soon as students graduate, they have jobs, and they're good jobs with benefits. And we're glad to be able to get people back in the workforce.
I know you're also going to be renovating your Taylorville Center this year as well.
We are. A couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to build a new classroom building there, which is beautiful and has been a great resource for the community. It allowed us to add a science lab and some other programs that we're very excited about. But we're still left with the original building that was there. And it is in need of repair. And in order to continue to support those students and the community that has really been a joy to work with, we want to make sure that they have quality facilities. So that building is going to be renovated and brought back into all the code and quality so that it'll look nice beside the new building that's sitting there.
Well, let me go back for a moment on the idea of what community colleges should be. I know that, you know, really it seems like there's always somebody out there saying they need to take on this role. What do you foresee, you know, 15, 20 years down the road for Lincoln Land or for the community college concept in general? Will it be changing? Will it do something different than it does today or do more of what it does today?
Well, I'm really not sure what else community colleges can take on. We have such a large footprint in our community, but that's what we are, a community college. And so we try very hard to meet those needs centered around education within the wide range that I've talked about. The challenge is really going to come more with the economy and funding, I think. We are in Illinois. We have a great system. We have one of the best systems in the country, I believe. But funding has continued to be a challenge, and it's not easy to always keep doing as much as you can with the same amount or less. And unfortunately for us, it has gotten less and less and less. We're fortunate in the state in that we do have support from property taxes, and again, that depends on the economy and how property values are holding, and tuition as well as state funding. So I think, and federal funding, and in this last bit of legislation that's been proposed with federal funding, there's some cuts in there that concern us, some cuts for adult education, which could have impact on not just us, but other programs in the city and state for GED programs, adult basic education, ESL programs. We're concerned about those. We're going to keep trying and being creative, which is what community colleges are good at. We're good at being creative and make things stretch a very long way.
Well, you mentioned money, and I know that there's also an endowment campaign that you have a foundation at Lincoln Land. Talk about what that's about and what the money would be used for.
Well, Lincoln Land has quietly gone about its way and accomplished a great deal. And other than our gala, we've never really been to the community and said, we want to see if you can support us in this large way. And so we have a $2.5 million Grow Beyond campaign, and that's the name of the campaign for an endowment fund. The community has always been supportive of us and has been great with supporting scholarships, but sometimes needs fall outside of scholarships. Yes, we need monies for students, emergency monies. We find more and more students who may not have gas to put in their car to get to school, who may not be able to buy books, who may not have eaten lunch in the last 2 weeks or dinner. And so we need emergency funds to help them. It's also monies that will help us in getting equipment. As I mentioned, you know, finances are challenging in this day and time, and sometimes programs need expensive pieces of equipment to maintain the quality that they have. And so this can help us purchase those when needed if the regular funding source isn't available, as well as we continue to try and be on the cutting edge and developing new programs as our community needs them and needs a workforce. And so it could help us with some seed monies for some of those kinds of programs. So, again, we're out with a $2.5 million campaign that will that we're excited about, and we'll end in 3 years with our 50th anniversary.
We've been talking with President Dr. Charlotte Warren of Lincoln Land Community College. Dr. Warren, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, and I hope that this will entice others to be interested in Lincoln Land.